Welcome to Shutter the Dark, where Christians come to study and listen about the Bible and Christian lifestyle. We're going through a series called Loving One Another. Our first two was The Foundations of Love, and our second episode was The Foundations of Unity. Now, this is a small break in that series, but this goes along with that series. And today, I want to talk about humility. And I believe this is a very important aspect of becoming a good Christian, a great Christian, but also being able to love one another and to accept our brothers and sisters in Christ. Humility is not where we beg other people or we condemn ourselves or we do anything where we think of ourselves as worse than other people, but it's just having a solid vision of where we stand and know who we are. True humility opens the door to genuine love and forgiveness. Both of those things are very interconnected. Let's go ahead and break this down. Now, we want to recognize our place before God. And one of the first things is our createdness. We're created by God to praise God, to worship God, but also to tell other people about God. We didn't make ourselves. We are not the creator of our own person. And if we realize that we're not that center of that universe, and that we are a creation, we should have servitude and gratitude towards God. That's pretty cool. The world is not about us. The world opens up. The world is brighter. The sun shines brighter when the world is not about you and just you. Just dependent on ourselves, and we don't have to worry about anything else. We are dependent on God for everything. Your life is already planned. God knows what's going on. God understands you and he loves you and he's there. We need to praise God for every breath, every heartbeat, every good thing that we have. We're not weak in the sense of wimps, but we're showing our humility when we realize that we are dependent on God, that he created us. And he gives us everything that we are. Wouldn't that also mean that when we sin, that being our own fault, Jesus came down and died for our sins so we could be saved. So we're all flawed, but God had a plan to make sure that you and I get to go to heaven, that we have a choice to choose God above our own selfishness, above our own independence. We become dependent on God. We're not arrogant when we see other people hurting. We're there to help people. We're there to see the world for more than what our own world is. Our own world, we go to work, we get up, we have family, we do that. But we see the world when we leave our home. We see that homeless person. We go to the church to feed that homeless person. We do things on our own that we never mention to other people. We go out and have more joy. And that's where joy comes from. Knowing that we're dependent on God. He created us. And we should just have joy that every minute we're alive. And that he gave his only son so we could live everlasting lives. So when we do fall short of God's standard, we know he's there. And to know that God is truly infinite, holy, all-powerful, all-knowing, and perfectly loving, we catch even a glimpse of his majesty. We understand that our self-importance is so small. It's like standing at the foot of a big building, this huge building above us. and we realize we're so tiny. Or when you're in a plane and you look down and you see a mountain, it's just so tiny. That's what we're small, but we're loved. We're cared for. God knows everything about us. I don't know about you, but it's awesome. God created the universe and loves me as much as a small being that I am. Wow. That's a blessing like none other. And what really goes into this is we see where we're placed in the grand scheme of things. And when we know that, we also value others above ourselves because we understand we may have problems, but we also see other people's problems, which make sometimes even our own horrible, terrible problems seem small. So we're not the only ones in this world. If you live a life where you're the only one, you're sad. You're self-obsessed. It's not fun. It's not great. And you're not happy. But when you realize that there's so much to praise God about, that you just got up and breathed this morning, that's cool. And how can we help and show others that we value them above ourselves? We can show genuine interest. You know, when you hand that bag of food to the homeless person, get to know their name. Ask them who they are. Listen to a story. They've got a story. And I bet it's a story that you will realize when you listen to them, you are a hair breath away from being that homeless person. And when you're handing that food, you're also showing that you have a servant's value others above ourselves because we understand we may have problems, but we also see other people's problems, which make sometimes even our own horrible, terrible problems seem small. So we're not the only ones in this world. If you live a life where you're the only one, you're sad. You're self-obsessed. It's not fun. It's not great. And you're not happy. But when you realize that there's so much to praise God about, that you just got up and breathed this morning, that's cool. And how can we help and show others that we value them above ourselves? We can show genuine interest. You know, when you hand that bag of food to the homeless person, get to know their name. Ask who they are. Listen to a story. They've got a story. And I bet you will realize when you listen to them, you are a hair breath away from being that homeless person. And when you're handing that food, you're showing that you have a servant's heart and you're putting that person's needs above you. You've paid for that food. You went out and got that food and you did it because you love people, you love God. And that's what God instructs us to do, is to love. In order to be united, to love one another, to get along, we have to have humility. We got to know where we're at. We need to pay attention to celebrating other people's wins. When somebody wins, we need to be genuinely happy for them. They worked for something. They got it. We don't need to be, oh, well, they got it. But, you know, I could have done better. No, we need to thank God for their gift, for what they were able to do, and celebrate their wins with them. We need to approach the celebrating with grace and love. Along with this celebration of wins, we got to also, and I see this at the workplace, assume the best of people, not the worst. Most of the time I've seen in the workplace, it's always assuming the worst. Oh, well, he gave that idea because he wanted to get ahead and take that position away from me or away from somebody else. He's just kissing up to that boss. But we know better. If we assume the best and assume that they had good intentions, they wanted to bring this idea up because they wanted to make what we do better each day. Sometimes when somebody does something hurtful and they didn't mean to, maybe their intention was to make you, the group, the workplace happier. Home, family, maybe that was their intention, but maybe it turned out hurtful. This is where grace and humility come in. And also forgiveness, you know, because sometimes we do things ourselves, even with the best of intentions, that kind of blow up in our face. We look like Wile E. Coyote had a bad day when the Roadrunner kept running near those little explosives he kept setting. And of course, you know the golden rule, Matthew 7:12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. If we treat people with respect, kindness, and compassion that we desire for ourselves, it's about recognizing that every human being is created in God's image, that we value the other person, reflect on your place in God's kingdom, where you're at. You're created, dependent on God. You sin, but He saved you. Recognize God's greatness. If God thinks you're important, that He would give His Son to die, who cares what other people think? If God thinks you're important, does it really matter what other people think? We need to reflect on those things. Then we need to value others above ourselves. We need to show forgiveness. I wanted to go through this series and talk about the foundations of love, the foundation of unity. But a core value, a cornerstone, if you will, is humility. First, we need to be humbled. And sometimes when we just pray and realize the things that God does for us, you get into a car to go to work and it runs. Even if the car breaks down, you have a car to break down. Isn't that a blessing that you have a car to break down with? You know, we don't think of these things. We think, oh, the car broke down. We should praise God. God has another plan. Because He's had a lot of other plans for me throughout my life. You know, I planned on going to college when I was younger and getting that degree, buying that condo and being a bachelor. Then God had other plans. When I graduated high school, I got cancer. But you know what? God was there all the way through that. God has always been there. If we realize that through our trouble, whether it's cancer, a car breaking down, or some other health issue, just praise God for what you have. When you do that, it's the complete opposite of arrogance, entitlement, self-centeredness, self-depression. When you treat yourself like you're the center of that universe, or this universe is just you, all about you, you're in a simulation from your perspective, and you don't try to see outside of your own perspective, that's a pretty sad place to be. This is not necessarily part of the series of loving one another, but it's a cornerstone of building unity and love. Think about it, reflect on it, and we just really appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening for Shutter of the Dark podcast, and you can visit the website, still undergoing some repairs because there's a single person doing it. There's a link on Spotify that you can find Shutter the Dark podcast. We appreciate you listening. God bless.